Hundreds of Brits claim they've had sex with aliens, and a man gets probation for torturing his neighbors with horse noises for 2 years, and South Korea enforces slower music in the gyms. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, your daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet, the one and only. I have three weird news segments from around the world, as always, and I'm glad you're here. Let's do it. Hundreds of Brits claim they've had sex with aliens. A new survey revealed there are many people in the UK, apparently, who claim that they've shacked up with, and in some cases, even dated an extraterrestrial. How? How do you date an extraterrestrial? Like, it just comes and scoops you up in its UFO every Saturday night, just beams you right up. You guys go cruising around the stars, sipping Trader Joe's two-buck chuck, looking out the windows. Dated extraterrestrials. Are you okay? And it also says some people want it normalized. Yeah, sorry. I'm not going to normalize you if you say you've... I'm not going to normalize people having sex with aliens. It's not normal. Hundreds of people claim they've had sex with aliens. Hundreds, according to a poll. I want to see this poll. What, do you mail this to people's houses? Some strange questions on there. And you think that people are answering it honestly? If I got some sort of cockamamie poll mail to me, I would write the most ridiculous answers in there. If it was like, hey, have you ever played pinochle with a Sasquatch? Yes, I have. Indeed. Have you ever made love to an alien? Whoa. Have you ever made out with a ghost? Sure, I have. Sure. Growing numbers of people are reporting close encounters with little green men and little green ladies. With nearly 300 in the UK claiming to have romped with an enamored extraterrestrial. Most of them are from Britain's UFO hotspot. It's called Norwich. More than a quarter of those who said they made love to an alien came from Norwich. I'm sorry, it's Nor... Well, now it says Norfolk. Is it Norwich or Norfolk? It says both in the article. Well, someone needs to get their cities straight. Bristol was in second place, 23%. People say they had got it on in a saucer. Come on with the get it on in the saucer. David Abrams of BuzzBingo.com, who carried out the survey. Oh, it's from BuzzBingo.com, guys, so you know it's legit. David says the findings were out of this world because David loves puns. David said, we were quite astonished to see how many people claim to have had intimate relations with aliens, particularly in the cities of Norwich and Bristol. You were astonished, were you, buddy? There must be something about these spots which makes these experiences more common than in the rest of the UK. Yeah, I'll tell you what they have in those spots. They have dumb people in those spots. It's a concentration of your dumbest people are in those spots is what's going on, David. That must be like the Florida of the UK. So I solved the mystery. Maybe they really are out there. This is their way of communicating, these aliens. Yeah, that's their way of communicating. They make sweet love to you, give you pro bono proctal examinations in the middle of the night. Last month, the Daily Star Sunday revealed how fed up Abby Bella, the actress, she found love with a spaceman after not having any luck with fellas online. She lives in East London. I've never heard of this actress. She claims she was visited by five members of an alien species who had very tall and slender human builds. Why are we spreading this information? I don't even know. Why am I even covering this story? I just thought I would do a UFO, an alien-related story that someone sent me. Because there's been UFOs in the news lately, you know, with the government. And I was like, I didn't cover any of those articles because the government had nothing to say. And now I'm like, oh, let me dabble in the alien world. This will be fun. And really, human builds. They're built like humans. Are we okay? Like, just stop and think for a minute, guys, about aliens. All right, I'm going to clear this up once and for all. And by the way, I host a weird news podcast. There's nothing I want more than aliens making love to us. I want that. Of course. I love the novel. I love the strange. This is not what's going on. And this human build, do you realize that there's no way in hell an alien is going to look humanoid? No way. You mean to tell me that there are creatures in our oceans, on our Earth? Encephalopods, octopi, whatever, squids. There's creatures in the ocean that look more alien than the actual alien that's coming here. So you claim. Really? I mean, think about what you're saying, you dummies. I mean, it makes zero sense that if you can make love to it, it is not an alien. Think about it. If you can make out with it, it's not an alien. You think four limbs bipedal, also descended from an ape-like species, is now in a humanoid? You think there is such a slim chance that even humans evolved on this planet. Such a slim chance. You think now coincidentally on the other planet, light years away, also humanoid shape? Are you out of your mind or what? I can't even entertain it. These people that are claiming they make love to aliens. I mean, there's just so many fools out there. What drugs are you on? Let's just get that out of the way right now. What drugs? I want them. I want the drugs. A man gets probation for torturing his neighbors with horse noises every single night for 2 years. A Russian man was given 3.5 years suspended prison sentence for tormenting his neighbors with loud horse neighing and horse stomping noises every night for over 2 years. Let's find out why. Maybe he has a good reason. My guess is no. 47-year-old Yuri Kondratyev is famous in his home city of Nizhny Novgorod. He's famous for making national headlines for mentally torturing the neighbors in his apartment building for over 2 years. Why, Yuri? Why did you do it? Why did you bring on the every night for 2 years? Why did you do it for 2 years, Yuri? What is it? The unemployed man who, no shit, he's unemployed, who lives alone ever since his wife left him. Oh, he's so sad. Maybe his wife loved horses and the sounds of horses. Maybe they went to the racetrack every Saturday night. And he missed his wife, and so every night it's, I miss my wife. Yuri started harassing his neighbors in 2018. Annoyed by the noises of his neighbors' children, that the children were making during the day, Yuri began exacting his revenge on the whole building at night. Oh, no. This is one of those, like, get off my lawn kind of guys. Oh, you pesky kids. At first, Yuri started playing loud rock music for hours. You know, that Judas Priest. Breaking the law, breaking the law. It's big, big time Judas Priest fans in Russia. At one point, Yuri switched to recordings of horse neighing and stomping. There was no transition period. You just went from rock music to horse neighing. You didn't have, like, the sounds of seagulls or, I don't know, light rock. You didn't go from rock music to light rock to animal sounds. Just went right. What a strange choice, man. I don't even know. Where does he get the horse sounds? I guess on YouTube, right? So after trying to reason with Yuri, his neighbors started filing complaints about him to the local police. They even tried to have him committed to a mental hospital. At one point, the 47-year-old got a certificate from a psychiatrist about his impeccable mental health, made copies of it, stuffed it into neighbors' mailboxes, and continued playing his horse noises all night. No, here's proof that I'm okay. I am actually tip-top mental shape. Now, the Russian media reports over 80 complaints were filed against Yuri between April of 2018 and December 2020. He was even fined several times, but he never bothered paying the fines. Get out of here, really? Instead, he continued to torture the neighbors with the bizarre horse soundtrack. The horsey soundtrack! It was only in December of last year that Yuri was detained by police and a criminal case was opened against him. Article 117 of Russia's criminal code, in case you're wondering, which refers to victims endure mental and physical suffering. He did not admit his guilt during the trial, surprisingly, despite the ample evidence against him in the form of neighbors' statements and fines issued over the last couple of years. I'm sure the neighbors had recordings of this as well, I'd imagine. Now, on July 9th, Yuri was given a suspended prison sentence by the court. This case was the first in Russian history, as this was the very first time someone was charged under Article 117 for disturbing their neighbors. It's not like here in the States, man. People are always getting in trouble for disturbing the neighbors, I'd imagine. Cops are called. I had the cops called on me all the time when I was young and partying all the time, and I deserved it. My neighbors were very fed up with me, I had a lot of people over, and I deserved fines. I deserved those kegs being seized by the police. And of course, I was underage too. But and now I leave you with 10 hours of horse noises. Only 10 more hours to go, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
South Korea, COVID rules enforce slower music in the gyms. No more Gangnam Style. Plenty of gym goers rely on a good tune to get themselves through that workout. You guys know how it is. You want to listen to those beats per minute. Lots of beats per minute. Just on the treadmill. Somebody scream! In South Korea, the musical options have just been reduced at the gym. Significantly, new COVID-19 rules, they're cracking down. The standard restrictions, such as social distancing and travel curbs, have been expanded, and South Korea has added a requirement that gyms do not play music with higher than 120 beats per minute. During group exercises like aerobics and spinning, health officials said the measure was intended to prevent breathing too fast or splashing sweat on other people while avoiding having to close such businesses entirely, as has happened during previous waves of infection. The rule has been ridiculed as nonsense by some opposition lawmakers, and gym owners see the rules as barely effective or unrealistic to maintain. And I agree, because people sweat at various speeds. Yeah. Some people sweat very easily. Some people sweat when they slow dance. Some people sweat just walking up the stairs. Some people just sweat breathing. They just sweat. These people are out of shape. Those are the kind of people that go to the gym to get into shape. These people are going to breathe hard and sweat. It's just like, what do you do? Changing the music ain't going to help that. And some people don't care about the music. They're going to bring their own music in their ear pods, and they're just going to go. They're going to have 120 beats per minute in their ear pods, and how are you going to stop that? I guess you could take away the ear pods, but some people are still going to go hard even when the music is slow. Like, let's say you're, I don't know, playing yacht rock, and some people are just going to ball out to yacht rock. Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it could, and they're just pumping away, you know, on the Stairmaster. They don't care that Christopher Cross is playing. That's not going to stop them from breaking a sweat and burning those calories. Would you think you're going to play some Hall & Oates and everyone's going to slow the hell down? What do you think? You're just going to play some Chicago and everyone's just going to chill out? You're going to play some Air Supply or classical music and everyone's just going to go slow because you said so? What's the point of the gym at this point? What is the point? Okay, they interviewed an owner of a gym named Kang Hyun-ku. He says that the morning routine at his place usually is funky K-pop songs. Everybody loves the funky K-pop. Well, no more. He says playing bright tracks is to cheer up our members and the overall mood. But my biggest question now is whether playing classical music or slow songs can have any impact at all on spreading the virus. It sounds silly. I agree with you, sir. He says many people use their own earphones and wearable devices these days anyhow. How do you control their playlists? Yeah, this guy is reasonable. What a reasonable individual. Yeah, I have the same question, sir. The government imposed its highest level of distancing rules in Seoul and neighboring regions this Monday. The rules also limit treadmill speeds to a maximum of 6 kilometers. They're banning the use of showers at the gyms and restricting table tennis matches to 2 people per table. Wow, why go to the gym at this point? Just go for a run in your neighborhood, put on your earbuds, you know, do your own thing, and don't be paying some big gym membership to not be able to really work out the way you want to. That's my advice. Any of you in South Korea? I don't have any listeners in South Korea, is my guess. That would be so cool if I did. You know? I have listeners in places like Malawi. Like, I'm like number 60 on the iTunes list in Malawi. Where the hell is that? What's going on over there? I just wound this segment down in a strange way, but whatever. There's good news, though. With the 120 BPM rule means South Koreans can still listen to Eye of the Tiger by Survivor when you're working out. That's a great workout song, too, you know. You guys know the one. I'm hitting the heavy bag. So good. Listen to that. Listen to that song again and be so impressed with that vocalist. How does that guy sing that high during the whole song? I'm very impressed by him.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, thanks again for downloading and or streaming another episode of Weird AF News on a Tuesday or a Wednesday morning, whenever you're listening to this. I appreciate you nonetheless. If you guys would like to call the show for any reason, you know the number. I'll give it to you anyways because I'm fair. 646-450-2012. Call and leave a message if you'd like. I'd love to hear from listeners. You can also email me, funnyjones@gmail.com, if you'd like to send me a story or make a comment. If you'd like to leave a review for the podcast, I'll read it on the show, even if it's crappy. as I tend to do, read my crappy reviews on the show. No, please don't leave a crappy review. Leave a fair review. What's a fair review? Not one star, that's for damn sure. If you'd like to support the show, you know there's a Patreon that we have, and on that Patreon, I'm releasing a bonus episode today or tomorrow. I recorded it today, but I might release it tomorrow. So, bonus episode with my comedian friend Dave Neal, who's now a very popular YouTuber, and he's getting too cool for me, so I was able to snag him for a couple hours to record a bonus episode, and it's a great episode, so you'll love it, and you only get it if you join the Patreon. Extra weird content, guys. That's what we're doing. So patreon.com/weirdafnews or go to weirdafnews.com. See you tomorrow.